Fort Wainwright welcomed around 500 soldiers back from Iraq over the weekend. The Stryker Brigade is returning to Fairbanks after a year-long deployment. An Army press release says the 4,000 members brigade worked in the Diyala province north of Baghdad, battling terrorists and insurgents and supporting an Iraqi election and working with local security forces. KUAC's Dan Bross was there for the arrival of a Stryker group over the weekend, and he filed this report.
The largest group of Stryker soldiers to come back so far, over 280 strong, marched into a hangar at Fort Wainwright Saturday night. After briefly standing in formation, the soldiers were dismissed and engulfed by a mass of family and friends. Specialist Scott McCray, who was greeted by his wife, expressed happiness to be home and a sense of accomplishment about the Stryker's mission in Iraq.
We was last of deployment to hand everything over to the Iraqis before we come over. Everybody, most of our guys made it back safe. That was probably the best thing about the whole thing.
Saturday's return flight timing could not have been better for fellow specialist Sylvester Dima, whose September 29th arrival coincided with his youngest son's birthday. Dima says the year away has been tough on his family.
They always ask my wife, where is Papa? And my wife always say, oh, yeah, like a couple more weeks. But, you know, children, they really feel like only a couple of days. So they feel like, oh, mommy, we don't believe, mommy. And I think today it's a really happy day for me. And this is a special day for my young boy. He's a birthday 4 years today. And he told me, Papa, you're going to be home my birthday. I know that one, Papa. And I didn't know. I never know that one. And, yeah, I made it. This is a birthday present. Happy birthday for you, okay?
Family members displayed a mix of happiness and relief to have their soldiers safely home. Some say they've held it together pretty well during the year-long deployment, while others, like Tracy Villanueva, say it was tough.
Having to do everything on my own, you know, taking care of the car and the kid and all of that good stuff. We had to move in the middle, so I had to do all that on my own, and it was pretty rough.
Villanueva says the family plans to enjoy the fall together with trips to Denali and Valdez, as well as projects around the house she's been saving for her husband. Villanueva's son, Anthony, says he's looking forward to getting back to the regular routine with his dad.
I'm used to getting up in the morning and him being downstairs making coffee, so I'll probably get up around the same time he does and just bother him all day long till I have to go to bed.
Not all soldiers have spouses and kids waiting for them. Some are greeted by friends on post, and for a few, there are special guests on hand who've traveled to Alaska to greet them. Don and Fran Lowry drove 4,400 miles from Illinois to welcome home their grandson.
His parents were not able to come, so we had the opportunity. We brought his vehicle up for him, some of his personal effects, and we're just happy to be here. We've enjoyed our visit here in your community a lot. We spent the last week. Originally, we thought that he would be in possibly the first of the week, but we're just happy that he's here tonight, or coming in tonight. So
the Lowrys say their grandson is following a family tradition of serving in the military. The initial elation soldiers and their families experience with homecoming can be followed by challenges as they readjust. Army wife Heather Keppel says she's glad to have her husband home and tries to make the transition as smooth as possible.
I pretty much handle the household, and I don't mind. I want his work to be less stressful on him when he comes home. But just knowing that he's there every day, that I can just be like, you know, this is what happened today, and he can share in the emotion and the stress with me without having to actually deal with it himself. So it'll be great to be able to talk to somebody every day.
Keppel says the family has an immediate challenge on the horizon. They're relocating to a new post in Colorado after 8 years at Fort Wainwright. All soldiers returning from Iraq get 72 hours off before taking 7 days of reintegration training. That includes everything from physical and psychological checkups to winter driving instruction. About a quarter of the 4,000-member Stryker Brigade is expected to be back at Fort Wainwright by Tuesday. The rest of the brigade is scheduled to arrive by the end of September. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.